in Vegreville, Alberta, there's a giant peasant cup. It's the biggest Easter egg that anybody ever saw. The question folks up there won't answer even if you beg. Where the heck's the chicken that laid that giant egg? Giants of the prairies, rising in the sky. Giants of the prairies, designed to catch your eye. They may not be the sort of thing you fancy or you dig, but one look at it and you'll admit that thing is really big. In Camarno, Manitoba, they built a big kumar. It's a really big mosquito, you can see it from afar. Now you may find it strange, a little weird, a bit absurd, till you realize
a mosquito is Manitoba's provincial bird.
In Saskatchewan's Kenora, there's a lady mighty fine. Holding bread and salt, a Ukrainian welcome sign. They thought that giant lady would bring their town some class, fill some tourist park, just Winnebago underneath her skirt. Giants of the prairies, rising in the sky. Giants of the prairies, you just can't pass them by. You could hear the lonely trucker calling from his rig, saying,
"Take a present, take a look, that thing is really big."
They pay homage to our food. They don't call it a varanik, but some people think they should. Now I really must admit, I felt a little like a dork when they took my picture under a big pierogi on a fork. Pierogi. Oh, Lenin's pierogi. Whoa. In the town of Vilna, they've got some giant shrooms. Even if you dried them, they'd fill many, many rooms. Now, if you want my opinion, I think you'd need a tanker to truck in enough cream to make a sauce for those petankin. Giants of the prairies, rising in the sky. Giants of the prairies, now as the years roll by, in the future, archaeologists working on a dig might shout,
"Eureka, look at what we found, this thing is really big."
In the town of Andrew, they've got a giant duck. They had to rent a crane to lift that mallard off the truck. Now it hasn't generated the reaction they were hoping. The tourists mostly stop and yell,
"Nice of that Gotchka-quap,
man!" Giants of the prairies, rising in the sky. Giants of the prairies, oh me, oh me, oh my. Now I know folks who just don't care a feather or a fig, but even they have got to say,
that thing is really big.
Now in Mundare, Alberta, there's a new totemic sign. For Ukrainian sausage lovers, it's like a sacred shrine. We bow down low before it. We gaze at it in awe. It's a 14-meter fiberglass of steel
kubasa!
Giants of the prairies, rising in the sky. Giants of the prairies, you've got to wonder why. You think by now the audience we're playing for at this gig would all catch on and sing along,
"That thing is really big."
You think by now the audience we're playing to at this gig would all catch on and sing along,
"That thing is really big."
Giants of the prairies, rising in the sky. Giants of the prairies, let's raise a glass of rye and congratulate the audience we're playing for at this gig, cause they all caught on and sang along,
"That thing is really big."
Giants of the prairies, shining in the sun. Giants of the prairies, I've gotta build me one. A mosquito or a mushroom, a pierogi or an egg. It's a way to leave my mark, just like a dog lifting his leg.
Giants of the prairies.
And that was the Cubasonics from Edmonton opening our program from their CD, Giants of the Prairies. That was the title track. And if you have any thoughts that that might be just a sort of fantasy or exaggeration, it is no exaggeration. Honest, those monuments on the prairies definitely do exist. I've seen several of them. Have yet to see them all, but probably will one day. And if you haven't, I would highly recommend you take a trip out to the Canadian prairies and check them out. Again, the Cubasonics with Giants of the Prairies. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос». Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holis, Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, your host, also known as Paulina in Ukrainian circles. I'm delighted to have you with me here on Nash Holis, and I hope you'll enjoy our time together. Welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Judy will be by with a recipe for kapusta crepes. That's crepes with sautéed cabbage filling. Sounds odd, but tastes incredible. And as usual, Vasil Pavlovsky will join us with his cultural capsule. We'll have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. In honor of Canada Day this week, which is on July 1st, of course, our music will feature Canadian artists and themes. So, up next is Shoom from Winnipeg, from their third CD, which is called Unplugged, the century-old story of Ukrainian settlement in Canada, right up to today's relationship between Ukraine and Canada. Here they are now, Shoom with Budmo.
Of battle had settled down, and our warrior Cossacks looked sadly round to see how many brethren they had lost. They cry out at the heavy cost. It wasn't the first time their swords had clashed, and they knew very well it wouldn't be the last. They'd pray to God they had a war to win. Their beloved homeland would rise again.
Budmo, hey! Budmo, hey!
When the pioneers' backs were about to break under the toils of this new land, they prayed a God in heaven above, how much more could they withstand? They placed holy crosses into the ground, and soon new strength to go on was found. Their faith had brought them another day. They'd get back on their feet and say, they'd say,
Budmo, hey! Budmo, hey! We'll be, Budmo, hey!
The time that our bard inspired us to strive for a better fate, it took many years, many sacrifices, many went to heaven's gate. But when the winds of freedom swept across Ukraine in the summer of 91, you could hear generations from the past join together with those of today as one and yell,
Budmo, hey, hey, Budmo, hey, hey, we'll be, Budmo, hey.
As I watched my father be laid to rest in this his, but not his land, I looked my boy straight in the eyes, and I'd pray to God he'd understand. I said, this was a faithful son of Ukraine. Remember and cherish this bond. And then my son looked at me, and he said, with a strength that seemed to come from a world beyond, he said,
Football, hey, hey, football, hey, hey, will be, football, hey.
Was Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, from their CD called Soundscape. It's their second release, and in Edmonton, Edmund Tony. Coming up next is a Ray St. Germain who is not Ukrainian at all. He's actually Métis. But he recorded a song about a sort of a Ukrainian-Canadian character, Conchita Kowalski. Here he is now, Ray St. Germain, from his CD, My Many Moods, and Conchita Kowalski.
I met a girl down in old Mexico. I'll never forget her name, though long ago. Conchita Kowalski, how did you get that name? Was your daddy from Poplar Field up in Canada way? Ay, 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 chick, ay, chick, ay. 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 Conchita Kowalski, she makes the pierogies too hot. You can't make pierogies in a chili pot. She likes the polka, but in a flamenco way. Conchita Kowalski, I'll never forget her name. Ay, 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 chick-ay, chick-ay. 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 Kowalski does it like the foxtrot, but that's what I did when she fed me her chili pot. I played accordion, she played the tambourine. Conchita Kowalski, I'll never forget her name. Ay, 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 chick-ay, chick-ay. Ay, 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 chick-ay, chick-ay. Ay, 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 chick-ay, chick-ay. Ay, 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 chick-ay, chick-ay.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Did you know that Slavs first grew cabbages in the 9th century? Since cabbage grows well in cool climates, yields large harvests, and stores well during winter, it soon became a major crop in Europe. Early cabbage was not the full-bodied head we take for granted today, but rather a loose leaf variety. Cabbage is considered Ukraine's national food. Ukrainians eat about 7 times as much cabbage as the average North American. World Cabbage Day is on February the 17th. Mark your calendars. It is a day in which the pleasure and simplicity of the cabbage is celebrated as a humble yet universal foodstuff. So in honor of World Cabbage Day, I have a recipe for Ukrainian crepes, nalysnikaya stuffed with cabbage. Good cooks claim that the liquid in the batter should be part milk and part water to give more tender cakes. So for this recipe, you will need 2 eggs, 1/2 cup milk, 3 tablespoons of water, 1/2 cup sifted flour, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Beat the eggs until light. Add the milk, water, and the remaining ingredients. Beat until smooth. Use a small frying pan about 6 inches in diameter. Butter it lightly and heat well. Pour a few tablespoons of the batter onto the pan, just enough to give it a thin coating. Tilt the pan back and forth to spread the batter evenly. To assure tenderness, the cake should not be turned over. Make sure you butter the pan each time. Layer onto a plate until all batter is used. For the filling, you will need 2 cups of cabbage, sliced finely, 2 cups of sauerkraut, 1/2 cup or more sliced mushrooms of your choice, and 1 onion, 1 tablespoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper or to taste, and oil for the skillet. Fry cabbage and sauerkraut in the frying pan until all liquid evaporates. Remove from pan. Add 3 tablespoons of oil to frying pan and add chopped onion, mushrooms, and fry until tender, about 10 minutes. Add to the cabbage mixture and season with salt and pepper. Place the filling on a pancake and roll it. Put the pancake rolls on a greased baking dish. Drizzle with melted butter or oil and bake in the oven until golden brown, about 35 minutes. I made these on Sunday. They were delicious. Do pobaczenia and smuch noho.
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Danenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. And that was the Parkland Pioneers featuring Joey Adamowski and Dennis Leshinsky from their CD by the same name, Simply Parkland Pioneers. And that was an original composition by Eddie Linden. It was called the Coppell Valley Polka. And the Coppell Valley is situated in Saskatchewan. And I know that many people who are not from the prairies, have never been through the prairies, or have only been through the southern part of the prairies, think that it is all flat. Well, Saskatchewan is not all flat. Parts of it certainly are. are, and they're perfect for growing wheat. But the other parts are actually quite picturesque, including the Qu'Appelle Valley, which in fact is quite breathtaking. So if you haven't been out this way and to seen the Qu'Appelle Valley, I definitely invite you to do so. There is much to see in Saskatchewan. Again, that was the Parkland Pioneers with the Qu'Appelle Valley Polka. Now, if you're driving west from Manitoba through Saskatchewan and the Qu'Appelle Valley, you'll come next to the province of Alberta, and the provincial flower is the wild rose. Coming up next is a group from Montreal by the name of Previt from their second CD called Zaklakanya, Remember Me. And while it's not specifically about Alberta's wild roses, the song is titled Hochu Ya Trianda, I Want a Wild Rose.
Що цвіте в саду, скільки я на неї, тих місців знайду.
Чуя троянди,
new Ukrainian singles online at www.strelka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strelka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strelka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strelka.tv. That's STRILKA.TV. And that was the Interlake Polka Kings with our blast from the past. They are from the Interlake region in Manitoba, as their name suggests. And they have put out kajillions of recordings, which are fortunately now on CD, a lot of them, if not all. And that's courtesy Baba's Records in Winnipeg, which is a division of the Sunshine Group. And you can reach them in Winnipeg at 204-586-8057. Online at sunshinerecords.com if you'd like to order CDs for yourself. This number was the Manitoba Kolomeika from their CD Interlake Polka Kings 18 Great Instrumentals. Up next is something much more contemporary. We have Vasil Pavlovsky coming up now with, actually it's contemporary, it's historical too. He's got some historical precedents and political parallels between Ukraine and Canada that I think you'll find quite interesting. Here he is now with his cultural capsule.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nashualas. While I usually focus on a person who has contributed to Ukrainian cultural life, this week our excursion is going to take a slightly detour from the usual and delve into a little bit of Ukraine's history. But rather than start in the distant past, I'm going to start on June 28, 1996. This was the day that modern Ukraine's constitution was ratified and is a national holiday. Though for most people of Ukraine, it just means another long weekend. Though unlike some historical events, Constitution Day doesn't have a song which commemorates it. It is important to remember that it is the victor in a battle who writes history. And unfortunately, many countries swallow the lies made up by the Soviets and continue to do so to this day. Politically conscious Ukrainians had been fighting for their independence for centuries, and anyone who was going to subjugate them was their enemy, be they Russian, Polish, or German. Those who fought always were fighting against an occupier or their representatives, and not on the side of one foreign force or another, and they fought for freedom of their people. One such group during the First World War was the Ukraine Siege Riflemen, formed as a paramilitary organization in Galicia. Prior to the war, they were quickly made into a combatant unit of the Austro-Hungarian forces and had their first victory over the Russian Imperial Army in the Battle of Makivtsi from April 28th through May 2nd, 1915, where they were at a great disadvantage and highly outnumbered. Out of that battle came a song which many consider to be traditional, as most people can simply not recall who wrote the words nor the melody, though the version you will hear is done by a well-known Ukrainian singer and good acquaintance of mine, Maria Burmaka. Though sticking with the chronologies, which are often integral of Cultural Capsule, there were two other events which shaped the psyche of politically conscious Ukrainians. They were the First Universal of June 23, 1917. The principles of the First Universal outlined the modern Ukrainian state, drew its authority from the people, and recognized that minorities should be actively involved in the building of a nation. At the time, the three primary spoken languages in Ukraine were Ukrainian, Yiddish, and Russian. Unfortunately, the Ukrainian National Republic and its ideals of such a state were short-lived and crushed by the Soviets and their Russophile, chauvinistic way of thinking. And it was only 20 years later, on June 30th, 1941, much to the chagrin of the Nazi forces who occupied Lviv, that the act of the renewal of the Ukrainian state was publicly read in that city, and a government was formed under the leadership of Yaroslav Stetsko. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured moments of modern Ukraine's history.
Б'ються січові стрільці, хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права державу. Хлопці, підемо боротися будемо, за Україну, за рідні права. Гей, на горі, на Маківці б'ються січові стрільці, хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права державу. Хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права. Б'ються, б'ються, не здаються, йдуть до бою, ще й сміються. Хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права державу. Хлопці, підемо боротися будемо, за Україну, за рідні права. А в Києві бій великий, там гуляє ворог дикий. Хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права державу. Хлопці, підемо боротися будемо, за Україну, за рідні права. Наша сотня вже готова, під'їжджає аж до Львова. Хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права державу. Хлопці, підемо боротися будемо, за Україну, за рідні права. Київ б'ються січові стрільці. Хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права державу. Хлопці, підемо боротися будемо, за Україну, за рідні права. Хлопці, підемо боротися за славу, за Україну, за рідні права державу. Хлопці, підемо боротися будемо, за Україну, за рідні права.
And that was the song that Vasil mentioned by Marika Burmaka from the CD Ukrainska Heroichna Pisnya, Ukrainian Heroic Songs, and Hey Nahori Namakiltsi. And ironically, at about that time, 1918-1919, when Ukraine was bringing forth this extremely progressive democratic vision of government here in Canada, Ukrainians were in internment camps, which had been in full force for the past 4 years and were to continue for another two, Canada's first national internment operations, in which immigrants were imprisoned, not because of what they had done, but simply because of where they had come from. Now, those Ukrainian immigrants were in Canada largely because of a man by the name of Clifford Sifton, who was appointed by the Prime Minister of Canada at the time, Sir Wilfrid Laurier, to coordinate mass immigration of Ukrainians and other East Europeans into Canada to settle the prairies and do other work that local Canadians at the time did not want to do. Things haven't changed a whole lot, have they, speaking of change? Here is a song then in commemoration of Clifford Sifton, who is very revered by Ukrainian Canadian pioneers and many of their descendants. The Ukrainian Old Timers from their CD Wasn't That a Party. Here they are now with the Sifton Waltz. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. Was the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg with the Great Plains Kolomeika from their CD Hooked on Ukrainian Music. And that is a sound that's very commonly heard and was commonly experienced by people growing up on the prairies of Canada, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta. And coming up next is another sound that was commonly heard, and it's a song that's a song type that's peculiar to the prairies. It's called a butterfly. Not very many people outside of the prairies know about it, but if you were growing up there, it wasn't a wedding or a dance without the butterfly. And it's a common, it's three people, and it's a combination of a waltz and something very fast like a kolomeika or polka. So sit back and enjoy, or better still, strap on your dancing boots. Here are the Ambrose Brothers now with the Winnipeg Butterfly.
From the Vancouver Island to the Elber Highlands, Manitoba, West Saskatchewan, to Ontario, from New Brunswick, Newfoundland, beautiful maritime, something to dream of is Canada of ours. Boys, that's Philadelphia, not British Columbia, that's Philly, Ottawa, kids, that's Philly, it's Philly. Ooh, I better keep it up.
Was Mickey and Bunny from Winnipeg from their CD Reunion, and that was This Canada of Ours. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holas, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holas and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holas website, which is nashholas.com, and that's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Твої дійсні приятелі приходять до тебе в твої прекні дні. And our proverb of the week translates as, true friends visit you during your blackest days. Well, it's about time to wrap things up, so I'll leave you with a tune you'll definitely need your dancing boots for. It's from a CD called Alberta's Finest Ukrainian Artists, Volume 1, and it's Romko with Canada's National Kolomeika. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення!